Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 84, Patrick here of CJ Evolution. I am excited for everybody tuning into the podcast. I hope you're enjoying it. A lot more podcasts, a lot more shows to come. Thank you for the continued support. I really, really do appreciate it. It has happened again, folks. An Oklahoma police officer has died from his injuries after he was shot three times while pursuing a POS, and I'm sure we all know what that stands for, during a traffic stop. This brave officer, Officer Justin Turney, just 22 years old, brand new officer, pulled over a vehicle, asked this guy to exit the car. He began to search the guy, but he fled on foot. The suspect fled on foot into a wooded area. The officer, this brave officer, deployed his taser in an attempt to stop the suspect. Had no effect. According to officials, the suspect opened fire on this brave officer, shot him three times. The officer succumbed to his injuries later in the hospital. This dirtbag is in the ICU, according to the report, in an unknown condition. So, once again, one of our brothers has died in the line of duty, protecting us, all of us, from people like this, who... this guy's in ICU while this brave officer dies. So wanted to again talk about officer safety in the modern age. And this is from Police One. It's by a contributor named Ron Avery. In 10 critical lessons to live by. And I think, again, you never get too tired. And this never gets old, obviously, folks, because we have to go out there every night, strap on a uniform, strap on a gun, or put on a uniform, strap on a gun, and we have to go out there and do our job. But we have to remain safe. So number one, stay in control of your emotions and reduce residual ill will all around. Again, taking things personally, and we've talked about this before, and acting on those feelings in a negative way, again, will harm you in the long run. So again, stay in control of your emotions. Number two, we have to accept, folks, that we are targets. Make yourself a hard target, according to this article. I like that. Have someone you trust do an assessment of you and your family's vulnerabilities on the job, at home, outside doing activities, in the vehicle, parking, or anything else that comes to mind. Then take immediate steps to mitigate that vulnerability whenever possible. Look at your routines and reassess them. You know, we always talk to people. I know I do. I can't speak for everybody else, but tell people how to mitigate them becoming a victim. We need to do the same in our lives. We always are telling people, you know, turn off your lights. If you're out of town, have somebody collect the mail. Don't use the same routes, et cetera, et cetera. We need to, you know, do the same thing we're telling people sometimes. Number three. Start using Cooper's color code. There are people who want to hurt you. Pay attention and stay aware of your surroundings at all times. Expect to be attacked. Formulate a plan whenever you go on a call or encounter suspicious people or circumstances. Makes sense. You may be attacked, but you should never be surprised. You should expect it, and I like that. Staying vigilant. Complacency is an evil word in law enforcement, folks. We can't be complacent. Pull your head off your smartphone or laptop. I am guilty of this sometimes, just as the next person. I know you all are guilty of it too. Get our heads out of our technology. Don't look at it for more than a few seconds when you are in your vehicle or out and about in a public area where anyone is around you. If it helps, just think of some attacker coming up from behind and blowing your brains out every time you are looking down, doing some texting or an email check in public. It can happen, folks. It's happened before. I think there was four officers, don't quote me, and I remember this was a couple years back, that got shot and killed at a coffee shop. I think it was in Washington, because they were doing their reports and they were distracted. And some idiot came in there and shot them and killed them. So again, I agree with this, and I am guilty of it too. And I know many of you are. Don't get distracted, especially when you're out in public. Don't spend too much time on your smartphone or laptop. So number five, stop the social club nonsense. As a law enforcement officer in uniform, you have no business sitting in a restaurant booth with four of your co-workers chit-chatting. Keep it to a minimum of two to a booth or table. seat yourselves out of the way of the general traffic flow in or around a restaurant or cash register area. Again, makes sense. And again, I'm guilty of it. So if we're doing it, I haven't been guilty of it in a while, but I've been guilty of it in the past. So I know some of you have too. So change your way. Change your ways, I'm sorry. Number six, upgrade your overall hand-to-hand skills. Nothing inspires confidence and decreases the likelihood of excessive force like being able to defend yourself against just about anybody using hand-to-hand skills. The confidence carries over to other things like firearms and other weapons. Well-trained people with good values aren't usually the ones getting into trouble in police departments. So number seven, upgrade your performance with firearms, particularly handguns. Learning to fight effectively with a handgun is more than just upgrading your qualification scores. Great point. Significant training in a gunfight, speed, reactive shooting with proper tactics results in fewer rounds fired and far less problems with excessive force complaints. Excellent advice. And number eight, start carrying a gun off duty you can shoot as well as your duty gun. And again, I need to start doing this more. A gun that's too small is far harder to shoot quickly and accurately than a bigger gun. Use a proper holster and mag pouches. Wear appropriate clothing to hide it effectively. Think about wearing a vest every time you are outside when living in areas of active unrest. Carry two extra magazines as well as one in the gun. For single stock magazines, carry three extra. Good advice. Number nine, remember your values and uphold them. You will live and die by them. You know, very, very important. Critical thinking under pressure is trainable and necessary. When you start using the equation, you will be able to come up with acceptable options in any situation and be able to justify your actions. And last but not least, number 10, folks, protect your home and your family. Train your spouse and kids how to think and what to do. I know to this day, we go out to eat, my wife and I, and with family too. My wife, you know, knows where to sit because I've told her. I sometimes have to look at the entry, you know, the entrances of the restaurant when we go out to eat. And again, it might be paranoid to some other people, but again, it's just how we're trained. So train your spouse and kids how to think on and what to do. Have a plan for incidents in and out of the home or at school, etc. Teach them self-defense skills and use the firearms if they are old enough to learn. Harden their minds to the use of force and teach them how to fight. Feeling helpless is debilitating at any age. Great advice. Ron Avery is the president and director of training for the Practical Shooting Academy, Inc., and executive director of the nonprofit Rocky Mountain Tactical Institute. This is who wrote the article. Amazing article. Thank you for sharing it on Police One, Ron. These are both training institutions dedicated to professional firearms and tactics courses. Higher police standards and training and use of force research. Again, if you want to read this article, it's going to be linked up on the website, cjevolution.net. And that's all I have, folks. Got a great guest coming on tomorrow night. He's actually a fellow podcaster that has his own police-related podcast. So I'm excited about that. So stay tuned for that great guest coming on, and we'll push it out very, very soon. So thank you for the continued support, everybody. If you head over to cjevolution.net, check out my website. You can find me at Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, all the social media outlets that the outro will talk about. So take care, everybody, and I will talk to everybody very soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.